fellas, hope you feel tip-top. This is Johnny Mercer and his music shop. All you soldiers, sailors, and Marines out there, all you gals in the service, we're on the air.
Welcome by way of rebroadcast to Johnny Mercer's Music Shop with Joe Stafford, Claude Weston's orchestra, the Pied Pipers, the June Hutton, our special guest for this evening, myself, Wendell Niles, and that singing salesman behind the counter, Johnny Mercer.
Hope we get your steady vote. We remain yours truly, unquote. What a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do. I can't sleep, I can't eat. I never knew a single soul could be so sweet. I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. So sweet, I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you, honey, like I'm loving you.
Point now, a little seance. I wave my magic wand over Joe Stafford and the Pied Pipers and turn them all into pumpkins. They roll forward to sing An Invitation to the Blues, which is some pumpkin.
My heart was all dressed up to go dancing. I had a brand new shine on my views. The roses you sent for, the line that I went for, was just an invitation to the blues. The very thought of love was entrancing. I figured I had nothing to lose. Your smile so elusive, that kiss so exclusive, was just an invitation to the blues. I went to town, priced a wedding gown, put my little red book on the shelf. I even hired a hall, got a band and all, marched down the aisle by myself. I guess you can't depend on romancing. It puts your heart right down in your shoes. Instead of a wedding for which I was heading, I got an invitation to the blues. Thank you.
shell. I even hired a hawk, got a pen and all.
Marched down the aisle by myself. I guess you can depend on romance.
It puts your heart right down in your shoes.
Instead of a wedding for which I was heading,
got an invitation to the blues.
I can't stand competition. I kind of thought you'd like to meet a real singer. He's a promising young man, fresh out of the Army. Matter of fact, he's so fresh, he'll promise anything. Bob Graham. Well, Bob, make yourself at home. What you been doing since your military exit?
Oh, I was fortunate enough to land a contract with Paramount, Johnny, and now I'm just waiting for studio orders.
Is that so? I got a couple of studio orders myself, you know.
Say, that's great. What were they?
Get out and stay out. By the way, Bob, I hear you were soloist with Glenn Miller's First Army Band.
That's right, Johnny.
Well, that's good enough. I suppose, like most people out here, you come from the East someplace.
No, confidentially, I'm a native son.
No kidding, a native son. Which tribe do you belong to?
Afraid you got me wrong, Johnny. I meant I was born out here.
Oh, pardon me. Well, before I mess things up anymore, Bob, what would you like to sing?
An hour never passes.
Well, maybe not, but 15 minutes flies by in an awful hurry. So, Maestro Weston, will you see that Bob gets some instrumental assistance? Mr. Graham, it's all yours.
An hour never passes, but I think of you. An hour never passes, but I miss you too. Every day from dawning till the moonlight's glow, you're beside me, darling, everywhere I go. An hour never passes, a clock never chimes, but I keep recalling those old happy times. Without my prayer for you, in each lonely sigh, an hour never passes by. Passes, a clock never chimes, but I keep recalling those old happy times. Without my prayer for you, lonely sigh, an hour never passes by. Thank
you, Bob Graham. With your talent, we'll be expecting to hear great things very shortly.
When you're feeling blue, dream, that's the thing to do. Dream while the smoke.
This is the Armed Forces Radio Service.
You'll find your share.